I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Short work week.
What?
Short school
Woo!
Week.
What?
Suck it.
Hey. I'm down.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm down, baby. I'll suck anything right now.
All right.
You know,
wow,
doesn't matter. Get that extra day.
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
Anything for an extra day, hey, bud?
Just for an extra day?
Yeah. You know.
Wow.
I don't care.
Wow.
I don't care. That extra day. You can say,
yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. You can say, suck it. I'll suck it.
Like real bad man.
I got no problem. Extra day?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm down.
Okay.
Clearly.
Short work week. Suck it. Okay. No problem. Feels good, though.
Continue taking good care of my son.
You didn't have to involve her, bro.
Your mom knows.
Oh, wow.
Yo, what?
Wow.
To this day. To this day.
You know what I mean? I didn't mean that, you jackass.
Anyway.
All right.
Everybody's long weekend was good?
Yeah, I'm full.
Oh, my God.
I'm still full.
Yo, you're sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who did the hunt this weekend? Everybody do a hunt?
Yeah.
You still do a hunt, Maria?
No.
That's too bad. We did Rockstar.
Easter Bunny showed up.
Oh, it was amazing.
Easter Bunny did his thing.
And it was beautiful.
Oh, Cruz said.
Oh.
He's like, this is the best Easter ever.
Thank you.
I wanted to do a hunt,
Thank
though.
You. It was the best Easter ever.
Yeah.
Like, I had no problems. It was gorgeous. The sun was shining. It was a perfect weekend, man.
Yeah. I finally took down all the Christmas lights from the front of the house.
Hey,
got on the ladder. Got on the ladder.
Hey.
Right?
To this day. To this day.
Is that what you did all weekend? You
all weekend.
Sat on a
oh
ladder
my God.
Doing that stuff.
The biggest ladder ever.
Why don't you hire somebody to do that? You make enough money. You can hire somebody
no,
to do that.
I do it myself.
Why?
I do it myself. But
Why?
Then by the end of it, because I get hyped up at the beginning of the season, I go and I buy all
I know.
More stuff, right?
Yeah, I know.
And at the end of the season, when I'm packing everything away, then I got to find space for all
of them. Why don't you just leave them on and just keep them turned off? Just a thought.
That's what my dad does.
Yeah.
Since the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
So some lights not? Have been up there.
Yeah, why not, though?
No. I don't want to.
You don't? Why, though? Why?
I don't know.
Because you have a neighborhood pride thing, right? Like, you don't want to be that guy?
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, the lights up stuff. I know. See, I don't care about my neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
I'll be that. Well, no, but you know what I mean? I live in a different neighborhood than you. Like, you know, when you live
There's
in a city,
people,
it's
they still got, like, lights up, like, around their trees and stuff.
Oh, bro. There's one house in my neighborhood where I think at some point they filmed like one of the Saw movies there years ago.
Yeah.
And they wrote, like, they decorated the outside of this house to look like it was like the house of a killer.
Uh-huh.
Right. So,
the murder house?
Like one of the murder houses. So, like, you know, in Saw, how they have like all the symbolism and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Where they wrote all over it. And I'm talking, they shot this movie there years ago. And still, every now and then, I drive by that house, all the murder symbols are still on the house.
No.
All the Saw murder symbols.
It's, You think that they're like trying to fly? It's a flex, like the movie was filmed here?
I don't know. But what if you don't know, like I know clearly because I saw that movie. I was like, yeah,
but if you don't know, if you just drive through that neighborhood.
Thank you. You think like, I don't know who lives there, right?
Real bad man.
Thank you. So suck it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Here we are again, a new month, which means we got to look back at the previous month as we do every single month. Shem puts together an incredible recap, Roz and Mocha recap, looking back at some of the big moments, big stories, and a bunch of stuff that probably everyone forgot about. But Shem's here to remind us. Strategy behind this one, Shem, you want to talk about it real quick before we play the song?
This was actually a little different. Normally, I sort of lean to the throwback side of things. I went with something a little bit more current within the last year. But it was a really big story because this song was performed at the Oscars. You'll hear it for yourself.
The music video will drop today on all KISS social accounts, so make sure you follow us.
I saw before, there was a day last week, and now I know what it was. I went in to see Shem after the show, and then he's like, hey, any idea where I can get a white fur coat? Right? And I was like, a real fur coat? And he's like, no, not a real fur coat. And then and then we were just sort of like figuring out where to get a white fur coat, and he was like looking at costumes and stuff. And then I had this moment of where I'm like, oh, man, do I say it or do I not say it? And I looked at Shem, and I'm like, I think if you're looking for costumes, Shem, I'm like, search pimp.
And what happened when we searched pimp?
Found a lot of white coats.
A lot of white coats. All right, here we go with the March recap, ladies and gentlemen.
Allow me to recap this month for you.
Yes, Jim!
New movie, Dune 2. What a mess was Love is Blind. Oh my, Lenny Kravitz on the Walk of Fame. Billie Eilish won again. Oppenheimer riding high. John Cena naked, oh my. Well, I'm just Shem, here to recap things again. NSYNC and Justin teamed up and Rihanna performed at some rich guy's party. Well, I'm just Shem, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. For Kate Middleton, the Junos, and legal troubles for Diddy. Oh no, oh no, TikTok may go, they're banning the real thing. Future and Kendrick versus Drake and J. Cole, they're all beefing. A new album from Beyonce, well, am I dreaming?
The first official day of spring.
What happened in March, Jimmy?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ariana Grande.
Jimmy.
A stunning bridge collapse at the port of Baltimore.
Goodbye to March, Jimmy.
St. Patrick's Day.
I'm just Shem, sports betting and March Madness. Bruno's alleged dead and that Nickelodeon producer is nasty. Well, I'm just Shem, that's it, March came to an end. We'll be back next month to make sure we cover all of April's stories. I'm just Shem.
The absolute best, greatest recap you've ever done.
Thank you, brother. Much
that
appreciated.
That was incredible, Shem.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, are you there?
Hello.
Hey. Yo. Okay, hold on. Wait. Yeah. Shush.
Roz and Mocha's Magic Moment!
Get it out the chest.
Ah, vented moments. Very popular segment here on the Roz and Mocha Show. A lot of people got a lot of things to vent about.
Yeah. You maybe this is stuff that you can't say to your coworkers. Maybe it's a very unpopular opinion. You do not have to give your name, but we will give you the show to let you just let it out. So don't know who you are, but if you'd like to give your name, you can feel free to. And otherwise, the show is yours.
Awesome. So most guys from work just call me T. They'd be like, yo, hey, T, can you help me do something? Anyway, yeah. So people just call me T.
Gotcha.
So the thing that pisses me off is I'm at work, right? And I'm a mechanic. So, like, when like working on cars, sometimes you got to, like take things apart, like door panels, or open up the trunk, get inside there to get at wires or whatever. And whenever we get into these cars, I don't know what these people do, like these customers, whenever they have stuff in the car. And I don't know if it's just like the pisses me off that the car is dirty or that they just throw things in the back of the car. But like sometimes they get into the back of the car and there's like, you know, someone's hockey equipment or like greasy, you know, shoes. And I think one time I found in the back of this lady's car, like, she must have been like a dancer or something, like late night dancing. And there's like underwears and bras and personal equipment, electronic equipment. We call it like that.
Yeah, yeah, we understand. Yeah. We understand.
Yeah. I work at BMW, right? I won't say which one, but I work at BMW and these batteries are in the trunk.
Yeah.
So you got to open the trunk to get to the battery and take, like, you know, flip up that little door thing on the bottom to expose the battery.
Gotcha.
And it's like, there's stuff just sitting there. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I think people just don't think about the stuff that they just toss in the trunk. You toss it in the trunk, and then it's there, and you forget about it. And then when you take your car to the mechanic, not thinking that the mechanic may need access to those areas that maybe they should make space, right? I hear you, though. It could be, you know, because it delays, like, what you have to do.
Yeah. I could tell you a quick story.
Yep.
There was one time I had a customer's car came in, like the driver's side window wasn't working. It had a flat tire and I don't know, something else. And so usually we go on a road test on these cars to make sure there's nothing really else wrong with it, but the car had flat tire. So I was like, okay, I'll bring in the car flat tire and first diagnose the window not working. So you got to take the door panel off to, you know, check wires or whatever, right? See if the mechanism's working. So I go start taking the door panel off, take off a couple screws, and then you go, like, pull on the door panel to open it. And there's a gun inside the door panel.
Oh, damn!
I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, what the hell? So, like, the guy that works next to me, my neighbor, I go, yo, like, come look at this thing. And then he's looking at it, he's like, yo, is that a gun? And I'm like, I think so. Like, it was kind of, like, just tucked in the little door panel thing. I'm like, what the hell are you supposed to do? And he goes and reaches over to try to grab it.
Hmm.
And I like smacked his hand away like a 6-year-old going in the cookie jar. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, so what do you do at that point? You find a gun. Do you have to say something? Or you just put the door panel back on?
No, bro. I have to say something because I'm like to me, it's like, you know, you start going down the rabbit hole. Like if I went on the road test on this thing and I happen to get pulled over, you know, the customer's name is Peter Chan and I'm a black guy. You know, a cop pulls me over. He's like, yo, you don't look like a Chan. So I go pulled over, he sees the gun. They shoot first, ask questions later, right? So I'm like, thank God, I didn't go drive this car. Really, anything could happen. Anyway, so we called the cops, right? The manager called the cops. They come and check the thing. And before the cops get there, there's like a duffel bag in the back of the car. So, you know, you see those movies where it's like, you know, Jack Reacher or like Expendable or something. And, you know, like at the climax of the movie, you know, the guy's about to go on a rampage.
Mm-hmm.
So he opens flips down the bookcase and a door opens and there's like a wall full of guns.
Okay, whatever.
Hey, yes. Yeah.
Okay, we get it. You like Jack Reacher. What's in the duffel bag? Did you guys open it?
What's in the duffel bag?
More guns.
Oh, boy.
Dude, like shotgun rifles, we just kind of like pried it open with tools like a screwdriver. Like, I don't want to touch anything, right? So we just pried it open and I'm like, dude, there's more guns. So we're like, yo, get this car out of here, put it outside. Cops show up. So the cop looks into the car, starts opening it, and then he comes back and talks to us and he's like, yo, it's a good thing you guys called because these things looked real. And I'm like, what do you mean they look real? He's like, they're props. He's like, he showed us one of them and they had like, they looked real. Like, he's like, it's almost fooled me, but they had like writing on it, but it's not like from a gun company, it's from like a company that makes replicas. Right, so I was like, "Oh, thank God!" Like, there were.
But
fake
why is a replica gun in the door panel?
So I don't know what the guy does, but it's like it's something that he does for work. So they made the customer come and pick the stuff up, but they're like, "We're like, dude, like, why are you leaving? Why are you leaving all this shit in the car? Like, you know, like if like who knows what could have happened, right? Not just me getting pulled over, but like, what if somebody else got the car and they started playing with it and like something happened, right?
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know.
So, what is your message then to anyone bringing their vehicle in to get serviced or to get fixed at a mechanic or at the dealership?
Good question. If you can, please take your stuff out of the car. We don't want to touch it. It's none of our business. We don't care what you do in your car. But if you're taking your car to the mechanic and you can, just take the things that you don't want it to touch out of the car. Very simple.
I always thought that first of all, the trunk is a safe space. But I always thought that there was like a code of silence between you and the mechanic. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, don't ask, don't tell?
Yeah.
For the girl with all their personal stuff in the trunk, like, we don't care, right?
Yeah.
Like,
okay. You know, cool.
We have a laugh about it, like between the guys, but like we don't freak out about
it. But be honest before we let you go. You would much rather you guys in your ways would much rather open a trunk and find a whole stack of ladies' underpants than mine, right?
Yeah, Ross, take your underpants out of the bag.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much for joining us on Roz and Mocha's Vended Moments.
Thanks, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Did you see that that video of the 8-year-old kid? He's a goalie. His name's Logan Campbell. I guess his dad mic'd him up while he was at practice.
Yeah.
And he's making all sorts of saves. This kid is like amazing, right? But like the conversations that he's having with himself while waiting for the puck to come over onto his hand, it's just hilarious.
If there's your friends who stuff together, it was for you and me. And it's for anywhere and anytime at all, down here in the deep blue sea. There's some violence in this game. Oh, God. Are you kidding me? And it's for anywhere and anytime at all, down here in the deep blue sea. I'm so hungry. Oh, gosh. I'm hungry. I'm going to ask the ref if it's snack time already. Ref, is it snack time? Ref, is it snack time yet? I finish yours, no? Let's make the play in the first period. Oh, no. Thank you. Say la France, France, say. Say la France.
He's just practicing his French.
Say la France. On ne peut pas parler en anglais dans cette école. On parle en français.
I'm waiting for the puck to come down.
Backwards, Grady.
Does he make a save?
And then reverse.
Bro, this kid is amazing. Are you kidding me? He was making all sorts of saves.
But what does he say when he's making a save?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, so this is 8-year-old Logan Campbell, goalie, and just at practice, right?
Yeah.
And waiting for the puck to come in over in his zone, doing all this talking and singing in between, but like zoned in, focused when the opposing team takes a shot, and he's making these incredible saves.
That's crazy.
Like, he's so focused.
Yeah.
When he sees.
Does he say anything after he makes a save or anything? Nothing.
He's in the zone.
Damn.
In the zone.
Damn. That's adorable. Yeah. You should mic every kid that does everything.
Right?
If there's your friends who stuff together, it was for you and me.
Just singing songs, happy.
And it's for anywhere and anytime at all, down here in the deep blue sea.
That's so cute.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Big Fat Free Wedding with the Food Dudes.
It's been an incredible, incredible 2 weeks so far. Roz and Mocha's Big Fat Free Wedding with the Food Dudes. Venue taken care of. Food, drinks taken care of. Up to 100 people. Damon Mori, part of your ceremony. DJ Climax, a part of your reception. Worth over $50,000. And it's down to this moment right now.
So it's the finals. In studio with us is Eric and Ailsa. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy. You just sit and chill for 1 second, okay?
All right,
okay,
thanks.
Man. Elsa, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Rod.
Who do you have with you today, Elsa?
I have my fiancé, Darren, and our six-month-old baby son, Ethan.
We got a baby on the floor in the studio.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Yo, when did you guys bring that baby in? Yo, you all have been sitting here for like 5 minutes. I had no idea you brought a baby in.
Yeah, there's a baby.
Hi, baby.
Good morning.
And this whole thing was done sort of tournament style. So we've heard from both of you a few times. Today is the final, and we'll talk to the two of you again. And then, much like how you guys got here, we're going to leave it up to the audience to vote. Elsa, you will be caller number one. So if anybody's listening today, your story was incredible. Can you just sort of recap the importance of what Roz and Mocha's Big Fat Free Wedding would mean to you and your fiance and your baby who's on our floor right now?
It would be huge. As most viewers know who's heard our story, we were previously engaged to other people. So we kind of had, you know, planned many years ago, between 7 to 10 years ago, to already have this. So now we kind of feel like we're a little bit late to the game, and we've got a new baby, and I'm on maternity leave saving for daycare. So we just feel like we got to get the train rolling. And also, we only have one grandparent left between us, my 90-year-old Grandy. Shout out to her listening.
Yeah.
Is she listening right now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, she is. She's not the best texter, but she is listening. So shout out to you, Grandy. We love you. But so, yeah, we just want to make sure, you know, she's able just to be there. It's part of our dream to have her there, you know, be part of that celebration. I was born at her house. We have a very close
Really?
Bond. Yeah. So it was, yeah.
Really? And so when you found out that you were coming in here today and you were sort of this close, what was the conversation you had with her?
So I called her after our initial story on Tuesday just to let her know that it aired. And, you know, I was crying with her and just said, no matter what happens, like, we're going to make sure we can put something together so that she can be there and make it on time. But it's like, I want to watch her. She's been there for every milestone of our lives. She's open-heartedly accepted Darren as part of our family. So it just means the world that she gets to be there. And, you know, I get the same last name as him and our future children that we, you know, hope to grow our family soon. So
incredible.
It would be amazing.
And Eric is here as well with your family. We've all heard your story. How are you feeling right now, brother?
This is a lot of emotion I got right now. And especially with like these four people behind me, it makes
Who is
it,
behind
like,
you? Who is behind you? Introduce everybody.
My beautiful fiance. This is my beautiful daughter, Riley. My fantastic son, Davin. And this is my oldest, my best friend in the world. This is Josh.
And Josh is the one that works with you at the framing company,
yes,
right?
Yes,
that,
that's correct. Yes.
Josh, for if you can just jump on the microphone real quick, tell us about your relationship, your friendship, you know, working personal, everything with Eric.
Well, like so, it's framing. Like it's something I never thought I'd be able to do. Like it's. Every day it's a challenge, and he's always there supporting me every day through it. I, like, if I need to talk to somebody about anything, I talk to this guy because I'm with him every single day. I think he's a great person.
Yeah.
And
he says, he calls you his best friend. How does that make you feel?
It's really nice to hear. Like,
Yeah.
I really care about him. I think he's a good guy. I like how he makes my mom feel. You know, I just want her to be happy, and, you know, I think he does that.
Eric, talk us through a little bit about how you got here, not just here today with us, but with the people who are behind you in your life. Just sort of recap a little bit so people who are voting can
I met everybody.
Just a little bit of your journey, a little bit of what you told us, a little bit of what got you here today.
Yeah, I went through some mega struggle. Like I was dealing with some really demons, drug addiction, homelessness, depression. No matter what I was doing, I couldn't seem to escape it. I'd be good for like a week and then I'd fall apart and I'd be bad for months and months. You know, kind of the stuff that you see on intervention is kind of where I was at, you know, and I don't know how somehow I met this woman one day and she really believed in me and no one's really believed in me, not even where I come from, you know, and so she gave me an opportunity and she trusted me and she believed in me and she introduced me to her beautiful children that are all standing behind me and she took a gamble on me and she knew I was a carpenter and she got me tools so I could start working again. And she started taking me to and from work, just focusing on getting back to work. And then she was kind enough to use her line of credit and take a risk and help me start a small framing business.
And has she been grinding your gears about getting married or what?
I asked her. I actually knew how good, like, of a woman she was and how, like, amazing an opportunity was to spend my life with her. I asked her to marry me after 1 month.
Wow.
And we've been together for 5 years now. And, you know, starting this company, I started this company during COVID, you know, and now we've gone into a little bit of a recession or whatever you want to call it, economic times where the construction industry is kind of collapsing a little bit. So I haven't really had the opportunity to save up money in order to give her and these three beautiful children the wedding that their mother deserves. And these are my kids. This is my family. This is my reason for living and breathing. And I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for these people behind me.
Eric, thank you so much for being so brave and for being with us. Ailsa, as well with you, I already love your granny. Now it is up to the audience to vote, as it has been. You guys are very used to this process. Ailsa, you are caller number one. Eric, you are caller number two. That is how you vote.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
That's right. Here we are. This is the moment. Roz and Mocha's Big Fat Free Wedding with the Food Dudes, Toronto's hospitality experts. Venue, food, drinks for up to 100 people. Damon Mori there. DJ Climax there. This is valued at over $50,000. Ailsa is here. Eric is here. Our two finalists for Roz and Mocha's Big Fat Free Wedding.
Ailsa, first of all, thank you so much for coming in. Eric, thank you guys. This whole process has just been incredible.
Huge.
It's been emotional.
Yeah. All right.
You're both so wonderful to just open up and sort of, you know, I don't even know, just put it all out there. And there's so much love and there's a ton of love from the audience as well. And I have the results and it was close. It was close. And the winner of Roz and Mocha's Big Fat Free Wedding with 54% of the vote is Eric. You're getting married.
Oh my God.
Congratulations,
Eric.
Congrats, you guys. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Oh, let's go. Thank you. Thank you. It was so nice to meet you. I'm so sorry.
Congratulations, guys. All the best of luck.
Thanks. But if you guys want to come to our wedding, I would love to have you guys.
The best.
I don't know what else I can do.
You go first, we'll go second.
Thank you, everybody.
Eric, listen, man. Incredible, dude. Don't apologize for your emotions, for your feelings. Thank you for sharing your story, both of you. Thank you guys so much for sharing your story, sharing your lives with us and the audience. What do you guys want to say?
I love this city, man. Thank you, everyone, for voting for me. I love my family. I love everybody in this office. Thank you.
This was incredible, and you guys are going to have a wonderful night. Whatever you decide to do with Damon Warren during the ceremony is completely up to you, but the Food Dudes are going to do it up right. Everywhere that I've ever been, where they've ever shown up and had food, there has been like the greatest night. DJ Climax is going to do something at your reception for you, and you're taken care of.
Eric, I apologize. Remind me again your fiance's name.
This is my beautiful fiance, Amy.
Amy, what does this mean? What would you like to say to everyone listening? Or more importantly, what would you like to say to Eric?
He keeps saying, we deserve this. He deserved this. He deserves something special in his life. And he's been so nervous, and I've been so nervous for him. Thank you, everybody, because he really is such a good, good father and good provider, good partner. And we love him so much. Thank you very much.
And if you can... look at Eric right now.
No.
No.
What would you like to say just to Eric in this moment?
I am so proud of you and the man you have become.
Thank you.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much. Congratulations, everybody.
Congratulations, Eric. And thank you to the Food Dude for Roz and Mocha's Big Fat Free Wedding.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, I'm Jesse Cruikshank.
Jesse Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
Well, it's going down. Saturday, Sunday, WrestleMania 40.
2 days.
Philadelphia. If there's one good thing that came from COVID, is that we got two nights of WrestleMania.
Is that what it is, huh?
Yeah, because they split it during those COVID days.
Wow.
So you got night one, Bloodline, Rock, Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins, right?
Yeah. What do they do on night two?
You got Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. Will he finish his story?
Wait a second. So the same guys are fighting two nights in a row?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Oh.
Whoa!
Okay. Wait, so, explain this to me. Explain this
to me. Go ahead.
So basically what's going to happen. On night one.
I didn't really want to know.
Oh.
Thank you.
I wasn't asking.
So Shem and I, because we're just so hype about wrestling, right? We went to a wrestling school in Toronto called Superkicked. Okay. And because we wanted to know what it was like, because we're just so amped up, right?
Totally.
What's it like to be a wrestler? We watch wrestling all the time.
Yep.
What's it like to get body slammed? What's it like to get a chest chop, right? What's it like to get whipped against the ropes and then get clotheslined? Maria was there too, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's quite the sight. Something.
The most uncool thing ever. So we were there at Superkick, Chris Chambers and Vince, who's a wrestler, he goes by Jesse V, was also there, helped. And this guy, monster.
Really?
I'm talking like, what is he, like almost 300 pounds?
Gotta be.
Two something. All
for sure.
Muscle.
Yeah.
And this guy just body slamming us, chest.
Really, huh?
Like chest slaps and everything. So we actually filmed everything. Follow us on social because we're going to post a full video a little bit later on. Okay. But it's just a tiny sample of what it was that Shem and I had to endure going to wrestling school.
Chris Chambers, here we are. We need to know, like, what are we learning first? What's kind of like the basics of what Shem and I need to know?
Well, the first thing we need to do is you got to start a match.
Okay.
And each match starts with a lockup or a collar and elbow. Same thing, just different way of saying it. And if he wants, what he can do is he just wind up and let me punch. Or a chop.
A real one or
no,
a nice one?
A nice one, please! No!
I think I saw Shem's soul come out of his body.
Are you okay?
That was good. I like that. That was good.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Oh my god!
Okay.
That was a chest slap.
Chest slap.
Didn't hurt at all.
No.
Nah.
It didn't sound like it.
No. Not at all.
All right, now it'd be clothesline.
Oh, yes!
But yeah, we're ideally aiming for the meat of the body.
Okay.
Right? We're throwing at the chest.
Oh, my God. No, someone's snapping in half.
You guys are doing fantastic. You guys want to do a body slam?
Yeah.
So on this one, what the job is to still do the same break fall here, but my feet are going to be flat.
Yo, Big Vince.
I'm in.
Manhandling Shem. Oh, Shem Rose! All right, let's try this.
Someone's snapping in half.
I am a tad nervous because Vince is a huge dude. Okay, I'm going in for more.
Another one
to the head!
I thought we had to call 911. I was so scared. Oh my God. I was like, somebody get the ambulance.
So, you have to see this video once it drops later today.
So, who did you get the wind knocked out of you when you got slammed at all or no?
Honestly, the chop for me is what really knocked the wind out of me. Yeah.
That when you slap a man's chest, my God.
And he didn't, like, this guy, this wrestler, Vince, Jesse V.
Yeah.
He didn't, like, he was treating us as if we were his actual opponent. Yeah. He did not hold back. And he used, like, the palm of his hand and his forearm right across our chest and gave full force.
I'm guessing he gave you 20% of what he had.
Bro, there was
maybe
one time.
Maybe 10% of what he had.
I don't know if it's in the video, but there was one part, one time where I just kind of like, I knew this guy's stronger than me, right?
Yeah.
But I just, when we locked up, I just wanted to test to see how strong.
Yeah.
So I started pushing back. He's pushing me into the corner. I start pushing back.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I hear him and he gets like right up to my ear and he goes, like that. Like he huffs like a bull.
Yeah.
And like literally tosses, like I was done. Yeah. Snapped me in half.
Yeah.
What had me shook is how he lifted the two of you without a problem.
Yeah, especially me.
In the air. And it was game over for the two of them. It was wild to see.
It was so exhilarating.
Shout out to Jesse V and Chris Chambers at Superkick. Follow us on all KISS socials. You'll see that video posted of Shem and I attending wrestling school in celebration of WrestleMania 40.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Soon after taking off, passengers on board a United flight from Frankfurt to San Francisco reported a foul smell coming from the toilets.
No.
And then after an inspection, the cabin crew found that one of the toilets was defective. Uh-huh. Passengers also reported that the contents of the waste tank started overflowing into the cabin.
Nope.
No. So if you were on a flight.
Yes.
What do you hope happens at this point on that flight? Mocha, go.
The toilet starts overflowing?
Yes, and it's spilling into the cabin.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm getting up and I'm going in the opposite direction.
No. What do you hope happens with the flight?
Oh, they just turn around or you land at the nearest airport.
Thank you. Damn it, Maury, what do you hope happens on this flight?
Free food?
No. Okay, aside from free food, what do you hope they do?
Emergency landing.
Thank you. Maria.
Emergency landing.
Shem.
Land immediately.
What they did was they made contact with the engineers on the ground, hoping that they could help them fix the problem in the air.
No.
While they were circling the airport.
No. Hold on. You're above the airport still?
Yes.
Well, you don't land like right there at the airport. Because
they don't like to do that stuff. So you called the engineers to be like, how do we fix this toilet in the air? No. And they tried to do that. Thankfully, the engineers weren't able to help them, so they had to land the plane.
Yes, thank you. What's the engineer going to say? Like, how many wrenches you got up there?
But what if they did fix it?
Yeah, and then what? You got a mess.
Yes.
Who's going to clean all that up?
Thank you.
And what about the smell?
Thank you.
Land the plane.
What if it like spills on your feet while you're...
Thank you.
Is there not a button you can push and it just comes out the bottom of the plane?
No, but the whole tank started spewing up out of the toilet.
Oh my God, you said spewing.
Maury, you will be happy to know the passengers, when they did land, were provided hotel accommodations overnight.
Oh, freebies are good.
And were rebooked on a different flight the next day.
Like if my Jordans got stained?
Yeah.
With that.
I'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, I'm Jesse Cruikshank.
Jesse Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl. Let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
In response to a lawsuit filed in 2020, Google has agreed to delete all the data it's been collecting from people's incognito searches. Who's clapping? Maria, Shem, and Maury.
Yep.
I mean, people have things to hide sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, Most people assume that when you're in incognito mode that it's confidential, but what incognito mode does is it just prevents things from staying in your computer's history. Mm. It's not incognito as in they don't know or keep it.
Somebody knows. They know.
Yes. So the lawsuit was settled last year, but the details are just coming out now, and they agreed to delete, quote, billions of data records from people's private browsing sessions.
I'm not clapping this time.
The plaintiffs wanted $5 billion, but they didn't get that. Now they also won't track how often you switch to incognito moving forward.
For the people in the back.
Damn, bro.
There you go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello.
Well, well, well.
Everybody, look at Shem.
Oh,
celebrating today.
Oh, man. Celebrating life, man.
We're rocking the Canada jersey or hoodie today.
Oh, what Canada, what the hell do we have to celebrate today?
I woke up, bro.
Oh, we celebrate that now on this show?
Why not? We celebrate wins.
When I see you on the Zoom, I assume that the celebration happened already.
Oh,
do that in private. When you're celebrating the waking up every day, that's something you do before you come to work.
Oh, you want to go ahead and temper that?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Come on, man.
No, my bad.
No, okay, we're not taking
that. I support your celebration, Jim.
Cool. So do I. Just do it at home.
Just in the privacy of your own home?
Yeah.
Still be happy around coworkers?
I'm not asking you not to celebrate. Celebrate. But that's the kind of thing that, you know, yeah, you do that at home.
You just don't want it in your face.
I don't.
Understood.
I don't need to. No. Bothers me.
Okay.
Bothers you?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, Maria. Thank you for saying that, Maria. We said we're all thinking.
Hey, I wanted to play something for you here.
Okay.
I know that you have talked over the years of how much you miss the remixing the news, and nobody does it anymore, and you can't do it anymore, and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Different
world.
I went back and I listened to a couple, and I think maybe that your feelings towards it are based a little bit more on nostalgia as opposed to how great they actually were.
Okay.
Because the Obama one. So basically what they would do is they would go through all these Obama speeches and pull out words and then take all those individual words and then stick it to like a pop song.
Sure.
Right? And everybody at the time loved it. It was like so forward and so innovative that it was mind-blowing. But when you compare it to like all the AI stuff and all the really cool stuff we get today, I want you to go back and listen to the old Obama one because there's a new one that I want to play you after that.
Okay.
So listen to the old Obama one and you tell me if this is still the same way you remembered it.
Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Because ever since I left the city, started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor.
Yes. This is amazing.
Okay.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
This is great.
So, and
this
I
is
don't,
classic.
I don't know who used to do these or what happened to them, but I guess people have tried to continue on with the trend. And one has finally dropped with Trump.
Well,
who cares if it's Trump? It could be anybody. But I'm telling you right now, when you compare this to like all the cool AI stuff that we play, like all the Baby Got Back stuff and like all that stuff, it's so great. So
this is a new Trump one?
It's a new Trump one. And it's just awful.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go.
Oh, no.
And my friends at the table doing shots, freaking fast, and then they talk slow.
This is terrible.
Terrible. They're all terrible.
It doesn't even sound like Trump.
And trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, put it in the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And singing like, girl, you know I want.
See, but now I'm skeptical because I'm like, did they just put all these words into AI and then cut them out individually? And
yeah,
then,
that's what I think.
You know what
if
I mean?
If you watch the video, it's all the cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the
it's filtered. Sorry, Shem. It's just manipulated so much, it doesn't really sound like Trump anymore. What were you going to say, Shem?
The thing that made the Obama one good was that it was literally just his voice, and then they just, you know, sliced it together and created the song. Whereas they're manipulating the melody and the voice to fit the song, and in this Trump one, and it just doesn't sound the same.
Also, I feel like what made the Obama ones amazing and fun is because Obama was just so cool, right? Everybody loved Obama. He was a cool president, where Trump is just a douche.
started wearing less and
like
more,
this is classic Obama.
Glasses of champagne.
This is back at the White House smoking menthols. Obama.
Yeah, I still don't think it's good though. Now that I listen to it now, I'm like, nah, it's kind of lame.
When you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
Like,
this is good,
but you have to go. I know, but yeah, what I'm saying is that you love it because it's nostalgic. Back in the day, you thought it was genius.
Oh yeah,
it's not. It doesn't age well.
Never mind.
Shut up, Maureen. Don't even. Why would you even say that? Why would you?
I didn't.
I'm not even talking about anything.
What do you say?
Nothing. 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 Thank God you weren't paying attention.
Oh.
I could tell when you're done with something. Just like I'm done with all of this.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.